It does feel like versus different matchups prior to this that you could say these teams were a lot closer. And I understand it's week two and we're talking about the Chiefs winning against the Ravens and it's 1 week and it's Cincy losing New England. So you're like, well, duh. But I actually think if you just look at the rosters and you look at the weaknesses that they have in Cincy, I'm not even just talking about like losing one game. The Chiefs seem to have an advantage in more errors than maybe they've had in the last couple of matchups.
I'll be honest. I think this is the single biggest roster mismatch these two teams have had going into a game. Like, I gave you the stat because it seems like it's been pretty consistent. Anytime Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow have played each other, the game has been decided by exactly 3 points. Not more, not less. Exactly 3 points. A couple of those games have gone to overtime, including an AFC title game. They're close games. They've consistently been close games. But I also think the rosters used to be closer. I thought the secondary for Cincinnati used to be a little saltier. I think their defensive line used to be a little deeper. I thought their wide receivers, especially with no T. Higgins again this week, it appears. We don't know that yet officially. Thought their wide receiving core used to be a little bit deeper. Their running game used to be better with Joe Mixon. And so when I start looking at the rosters, if you made me compare every group, you said, all right, where are they better? Quarterback, Chiefs. Running back, Chiefs. Receiving crew, including receivers and tight ends, Chiefs. Corners, Chiefs. Like, Chiefs. I mean, it's starting to get to the point that I used to think that you come into this thing, and if you had the checkbox of 10 positions, coaching, quarterback, tight end, whatever, you go all the way down, that it was like 6-4 or 5-5 or 4-6, depending on the year, these two teams held some very comparable talent and comparable skills. I feel like the Chiefs might check 8 of the 10 boxes this year. That's why I think I'm more confident in this game than I've been in a Cincinnati game for a while, because I just think the rosters are a mismatch.
Yeah, and the confidence level probably in large part is because of the loss to New England. And you're like, wow, it's not just a mismatch, but that's how they looked against a team we think could be have a top 3, top 5 pick in the NFL draft, the New England Patriots. That's probably where the confidence more and more comes from for me. But yeah, if you just start looking at the weapons that the Chiefs have on offense going in, and you're looking at their plan defensively, how on earth are you stopping Rashee Rice? Okay, you slow him down, the slants. Okay, we're not going to let him beat us. Okay, so then how are you slowing down Travis Kelce? Oh, we have a plan for that. Well, what about Xavier Worthy over the top? And it's just, that's the challenge.
He said he can only run fast, straight.
That's right, according to Cam Taylor-Britt. So that's the issue. Not to mention, there's still the running game that we haven't even discussed with Pacheco and the success that the Patriots had against them, specifically breaking tackles, you know, yards, yes, after contact. So I just think there's a lot of deficiencies on the defensive side. Even if, as we discussed with Jamar Chase, you believe he's still going to go off and get his. Maybe he will. Maybe he absolutely will. I expect Joe Burrow to look a lot better in this game. I know we've talked a lot about him, but of course he's going to play better. I mean, I think it's a given at this point that he's going to play better on Sunday. But is their defense able to keep them in a game with Kansas City? If we all think this Chiefs offense is back to 2022 levels and they're a top five offense again, Cincinnati, as they are currently constructed, without T. Higgins most likely on Sunday, can they keep up? If it turns out, if you buy it, it's going to even be a shootout. Can they keep up? Like, I think we'll give our official scores tomorrow and everything, but at the end of the game, I could see this still being a one possession, maybe even a backdoor cover. But I don't think with 8 minutes to go in the game, this is going to be a one possession game.
I don't think Cincinnati's going to hold the ball with a chance to go take the lead in the fourth quarter. So I'm in a similar boat as you. Again, this just goes down to rosters. We talk about this all the time when it comes to the Ravens or the Bills and having to pay your quarterback and the way rosters change. Unless there are some hidden stars in that Cincinnati roster room that just haven't been unlocked yet, which certainly does happen. Happens to the Chiefs, happens to other teams. Tell me where the rosters align. Tell me where Cincinnati is definitively better. Wide receiver one? Okay, yeah, probably, sure, but Rashee Rice might be a 1,200-yard wide receiver. So that gap tightened too. And wide receiver 2 through 7 right now, who will be on the field on Sunday, is a definitive match for the Chiefs. And so the only argument you can make, and again, the only argument you can make for Cincinnati making this thing a game, typically in my opinion, this time around, is because what Ross Tucker said. For whatever it is, Cincinnati plays their best game against Kansas City.
You know what it is. It's the rivalry, and it's we joke, but honestly, like
it's their Super Bowl. It's why they're selling tickets to their stadium for people to pay $100 to sit, 5,000 of their friends. to watch the Chiefs on a jumbo.
Not for a playoff game, for a regular season game, and they're showing their last win against Kansas City in the playoffs
2 years ago.
Yeah, before the game. So it's you cannot deny that this is a game they treat way differently, and it's different this time. It's week two. This is not week 17. This is not where we may see these two teams play each other again in 3 weeks. It's week two. The Chiefs aren't a finished product. They're not a finished product. But right now, there's not even close. If you want to ask who is more polished as we currently head into week two with 10 days off. A healthier team is also Kansas City. Sometimes, like, even if you thought the rosters were not a mismatch, sometimes you also look like, who's healthier?
Chiefs.
Who had more rest?
Chiefs.
Like, everything is pointing.
Who's the better coach?
That might make people nervous because, like, oh boy, this is setting up for maybe so. Drew is dreaming of that happening. I don't think that's happening.
The other part about this, because, like, someone called it a trap game, and I don't want to.
Here we go.
I do not want to get back into the argument about what qualifies or does not qualify for a trap game. You and I went into that once, and we obviously have differing opinions on what that means. What I'll say about this is, you can't ever sleepwalk against Cincinnati if you're the Chiefs right now. You've run into too many heavyweight fights against them. Sleepwalking against a team is what the Bengals did against the Patriots.
Was week one a trap game for Cincinnati, Cody?
Yeah, maybe. I don't want, again.
Was week one that for them against the Patriots?
I said somebody else called this game a trap game. I don't think Cincinnati is even capable of being qualifying under that. But also, what would be the point in sleepwalking against them? Because they didn't do well against the Patriots? You have too much history with this team to go into this game and be like, well, we're just way better than them. We'll just take our talent and walk out the door. I don't think they would ever. I do think that they go into some games like that. I think they'll play way too close again this year. It'll be like
Carolina.
The hell is it only like a 7-point lead in the third quarter against the Panthers in November? And we'll all just be like, eh. And we'll come in here on Monday and we'll be like, that was stupid and I didn't like it. And it's fine and they'll win and they'll move on. But in this game, because it's Cincinnati and the trash talk that we'll get back to in a minute, they're just a better roster. It's just a better team right now. We'll see at the end of the year if some of theirs develops or the Chiefs suffer more injuries or a million other things. But right now, the better roster is the Chiefs.